is Virag Shah. I just want to take a quick second and thank Dr. David Levine and Helen Strauss for helping me in preparation for this presentation, and they're actually present here as well. A little background. In 2006, the Institute of Medicine released a series entitled The Future of Emergency Care. One of the main highlights from this report was that there's a 26% increase in emergency department visits between 1993 and 2003. And over the same 10-year time period, there's been a decline in the number of total amount of emergency departments and hospital inpatient beds. This obviously sets up an environment of overcrowding in the emergency department, which could be a potential stress inducer for both patients and the providers who are providing services for these clients. In terms of measurement of ED patient satisfaction, the bottom line really is that there's no standard way that's being done right now. The commercial instruments are available. They often focus on patients that have already been discharged, and the data is collected through mailback surveys. Overall, the literature on the subject matter, especially in the public hospital setting, is limited. There's also high variation in the way the studies are done. Multiple different types of instruments are used to collect the data, and multiple modes of administration, whether it be mailback or written or verbally administered surveys. And furthermore, the bottom line, like I said, no readily available validated instrument to assess patient satisfaction in the emergency department setting. However, in the inpatient setting, there's been a developed survey called the HCAHPS, which has been developed by several agencies. And furthermore, in the outpatient setting, there's a validated instrument called the Patient Satisfaction Questionnaire, which has 18 questions. So the overall objectives of our study was to assess the effect of the emergency department waiting room delays on patient satisfaction in the public hospital setting. And furthermore, as we're collecting the data, to utilize instruments that display consistent validity in other patient settings. So the setting was Cook County Hospital in Chicago. This has 20,000 hospital admissions a year. The adult emergency department has 125,000 visits yearly, and there's 500,000 clinic visits here. Interestingly, this is the old hospital. That's the new current facility, which was opened in 2002. A little over half of the population is comprised by males, and a little over half African American. This is the age range, higher percentage concentrated around the middle age range over here. Furthermore, on the setting, the actual treatment area of the emergency department contains almost 90 different areas where patients are located. So, you know, this includes hallway, chairs, and then actual patient rooms. And so, as I stated earlier, the survey methodology that we used for this study included the HCAHPS form, which is validated for the inpatient setting, and the patient satisfaction questionnaire validated for the outpatient setting. The HCAHPS addresses all these issues, basically, but I wanted you to just focus for a moment on the global satisfaction. This is kind of what was relevant for our purposes for this study. There were several subscales within the HCAHPS form as well, and I just put this up here because it's a sample question, and really the highlight of it is just that there's four possible responses. But the global satisfaction rating really is comprised of these two questions, one of them giving a rating on a scale up to 10, and the other asking if they would recommend the emergency department to their family and friends. The PSQ-18, on the other hand, is a 5-answer response set, which is interesting mainly because it does have this option of uncertain as a possible answer choice. Again, the subscale that we were most interested in is the overall general satisfaction rating, but there are other subscales that could be derived from the questions. Obviously, in the emergency department is where we use these surveys, and they were validated in other settings, so we had to make some slight modifications for the ED. One example just being this particular question from HCAHPS, which says, during the hospital stay, after you press the call button, how often did you get help as soon as you wanted it? And we don't have call buttons in the emergency department, so during this emergency department visit, after you ask for assistance, how often did you get help as soon as you wanted it? And then various other data that we collected prior to the interview, just demographic information and times, which was relevant to some of the results that I'll be presenting. And then also just what stage of care the data was collected in as far as were the patient near the end of their care in the emergency department or not. As far as the actual interview process, all the respondents were interviewed by a medically trained individual who is not a hospital employee, and actually that would be me. And if it indicated, basically there was a random generator numbered list that we used, and every spot, those 90 spots that the patients were located at, were given an assigned number, and the generator would just tell me where to go. And if you know it was vacant, I would go to the next spot and make a note. And the exclusion criteria that we used was non-English speaking patients, cognitively impaired patients, and patients that were otherwise deemed too ill to gather data from. And this is kind of a lot of information, but really there was a total of 68 shifts that we worked on. And they worked in 4-hour shifts throughout different days of the week, all 24 hours of a day, and all 7 days a week at different times. The main goal we had was a systematic sampling, so we just wanted to get a 2-to-1 ratio of day shifts to night shifts, which is kind of the pattern that the census follows in the emergency department over there. And I should also mention that the time period where the data was collected was July 06 to December 06. So 455 patients met our inclusion criteria, of which the response rate was 85%. There was 387 completed questionnaires. And a good deal of them were late in the care cycle, a little over 75. You know, when we compare the patients that were interviewed versus those that were not interviewed, we found no statistical difference between patients that were interviewed and not interviewed with regard to age group, gender, severity score, or stage of care. The places where we did find differences between interviewed and not interviewed included privacy. Patients who did not have family or friends present in the room were more likely to be interviewed, which sort of makes sense. When there's patients, when there's somebody in the room, they're less likely to be willing to interview. And patient disposition, patients who were going to be discharged were actually more likely to be interviewed. And so the results for the global satisfaction rating, this is on the HCAHPS form, 31% almost patients gave a top score of 10 when asked to rate the emergency department, and 63% gave a high score of 8 to 10 on that rating system. Close to 66% of the patients answered definitely yes when asked if they would recommend the emergency department to their family and friends. As far as the global general satisfaction rating on the PSQ-18, almost 62% of patients gave a positive score on the general satisfaction scale. And then time factors. The total length of stay ranged from 36 minutes to 36 hours, which is quite some time, I know. The average length of stay at this was 8 hours and 41 minutes. The actual waiting room time ranged also from no waiting to a little over 18 hours. And if you look at the averages on the waiting room time and the pursuit waiting room time, they're very similar. And when we ran statistical analysis on this, we found that patients in the public hospital department actually were accurately able to estimate their waiting room time. Furthermore, looking at the HCAHPS versus, this is the rating from the scale of 10, and if you look at total length of stay, actual waiting time, and perceived waiting time, we find that there is an association when between increased waiting times or length of stay and decreased satisfaction. And furthermore, you find the same pattern with the question related to recommending the emergency department to their family and friends. Again, the likelihood of that recommendation occurring decreases when times increase. And lastly, with the PSQ-18 form, again, kind of along the same lines. And this is just kind of a visual representation of the scale of 10 rating, showing length of stay versus perceived and actual waiting times. Lastly, I just wanted to go over some of those subscales. This is just kind of interesting because it shows that the communication with doctors and communication with nurses, when we look at the 1-4 scale, which is what I was showing you earlier, that the question response set had 4 possible answers on the HCAHPS form. 4 is the highest rating. And when we took all the people that answered 4, we find that a high percentage of those gave high responses for the nursing communication and doctor communication, not so much on the pain control end of it. And then this is looking at the other end of the same data. It basically says the same thing, but the lowest possible score would be 1 on the HCAHPS form. And when we looked at that composite, we find that low ratings are not very much seen with the MD communication and the nursing communication. But interestingly, communication about new medications did seem to show a little bit of a higher percentage when it came to looking at the subscales. So. And finally, the PSQ-18 subscales. There were several subscales. The ones that we found the most interesting were just the financial aspects, especially in a public hospital setting where resources are limited, and we see a lot of patients that do not have the financial resources and have nowhere else to turn to but a public hospital. And it just shows that they did generally give a, despite having the, they generally gave a higher satisfaction rating over here. And then there was a similar subscale on the accessibility and convenience subscale on the PSQ-18 form, which also showed a similar pattern. So the overall conclusions from the study, gender triage severity score, the admission status, whether a patient was admitted or discharged, the privacy of the interview, or the number of visits to the emergency department in the past year did not correspond with the overall satisfaction score, actually. And we also found that patients in the urban public hospital setting are quite satisfied with their emergency department experience. And lastly, the HCAHPS and PSQ ratings indicate that longer length of stay and waiting room time each correlate with decreased satisfaction. Any questions? Yes? If they were admitted prior? We did look at how frequent we did ask them how frequently they had been to this emergency department in the past year and how frequently they had been in general. And as far as how frequently they had been in the past year, that did not correlate with satisfaction. We didn't look at specifically if they were admitted or not. Yes. I'm sorry. Could you say it louder? Well, we didn't look at the particular diagnosis itself, but we did look at the triage severity score, which isn't exactly the same thing, but it does kind of indicate where they were triaged. It was a 1 through 5 scale, and 1 meaning that the severity of the triage severity is high. You know, it's a very acute patient, you know, came in maybe requiring a resuscitation or whatnot, whereas a 5 would be a less likely acute complaint. And the triage severity score did not correlate with satisfaction.